Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. And the topic for this week is balance. And this is really for type A personalities such as myself, who can find themselves working more than they should. And so this balance is really balance with your business, not necessarily balance with your clients or balance with your family or even life balance. It's really just about balance and boundaries when it comes to your business. And I can tell you, this is the hardest thing for me because I am a type A personality. There's always more to be done. And it's not the same as a job because you leave a job. You're not as passionate about making your job money as you are yourself. And so once you're home full time and you're working for yourself full time, again, us type A types, it's really hard sometimes to shut off when you know there's always more work to do. And I found myself working nights and weekends, and it just got to the point where I did it for so long, it became a nasty habit. So now I've dug myself a wonderful hole when it comes to balance and boundaries with my business. And my focus has been for about the last 5 or 6 months is to really find a healthy balance when it comes to myself and my business. So I've had to break some bad habits that I created for myself over the years. And I also have really had to work on my mindset about, you know, working really hard or whatever it might be to really help myself shift my mindset to that freedom aspect that I started my business for in the first place. So it's so much easier when you're working at home to have bad boundaries with your business, such as myself. And I just wanted to give you some tips. These are the same tips that I'm currently implementing in my own life. And once again, it's not easy for me, but I am learning how, because I've been such a workaholic for years. Like I said, I have to break these bad habits. And these 8 tips are what I focus on to create the balance and the boundaries between myself and my business. So hopefully these will help you as well. And if you're like me, or you are somebody who has created balance with your business and has some tips, I really encourage you to comment, because I'm always looking for more ways for me to be able to balance out myself and put those boundaries in place when it comes to my business so I can have the freedom that I created my business for in the first place. So tip number 1 is set concrete boundaries. And one of the things that I have, like I said, I'm still struggling with, but I'm getting better, is setting work hours, just like you have in a job. So, you know, my goal is I get in my office around 9, just depends on the day, 9 in the morning, and then I try to exit my office between 5 and 6. 6 is the latest that I'm allowed to stay in my office. And I've also shared these boundaries with my family because I need sometimes a kick in the pants to say, Susan, it's 6 o'clock. You said you weren't going to work anymore past 6. I need that reminder because I'll get in the zone and just keep going and don't pay attention what time it is. So this one is difficult for me, but as I said, it's a work in progress. So set some concrete boundaries, set some time limitations on when you start and when you finish your day. You know, make sure that you are scheduling time to, you know, get away from your desk in your office, even if you're not working in a true office. Set or schedule, I should say. So tip number 2 is schedule breaks. So there are different ways that you can do this, and I'm going to give you a couple of different resources. See, I got distracted. I'm going to give you some resources that can help you with scheduling breaks. But it's so important to, you know, maybe stand up every hour or walk around or, you know, take a lunch break. But take a break from your office. Take a break from your desk. Take a break from sitting. That's another one of my issues. Is because I've just been such a workaholic for so many years. I put on so much weight, and I'm not focusing on my health. I'm focusing on my business, and there needs to be that balance there. So that's me. So schedule some breaks. You know, even 5-minute breaks. Stand up, walk around. This year, I bought myself a Fitbit that reminds me very kindly every hour that I'm supposed to be walking 250 steps. And if I don't, it buzzes. And so that helps me go, oh, okay, I need to get up every hour. And just 250 steps is not far. But it's amazing how much I wasn't moving, which is why I put on my weight. So schedule some breaks. You know, tip number 3, take a hobby. Take up a hobby that allows you to unplug from your day-to-day work. If you're someone like me that has found herself in her office on the weekend and going, oh, you know what? I think I'll do this. And then I get sucked into that rabbit hole and I end up working. You know, working more isn't going to make your life better or even make you more money. What it's going to do is either make you sick, which I've been, but also burn you out, which I have been as well. So taking up a hobby that gets you away from your business and actually get you away from technology isn't a bad thing. You know, this weekend I had a friend that was kind enough to take me stand-up paddleboarding, and I'm like, oh my God, I love this. This would be a perfect hobby for me here in Arizona during the warm months to be able to get out of my house and get out to nature because it's too hot for me to hike. You know, it doesn't have to be that type of a hobby, but something that pulls you away from your business, something that if you had free time, what would you do? Right? And then tip number 4, automate. You know, really lean on technology to automate things for you. You know, use a task management system to remind you when things are due or what you've got going on. Use a calendar to schedule appointments and client calls and follow-ups. Use a tool that will automatically send out emails for you. For instance, if you want to follow up with a client, use the tools that will really help you automate your business. So again, task management tools, email management tools, inbox management tools. Not only that, but tools that will tell you to take a break. Like I use my Fitbit. There are tools that you can turn on your computer that will actually shut off everything until you take a break. So find tools that will help you automate as much as possible. Use an alarm clock is tip number 5. So before, you know, I had a hard time getting up every hour and doing something because I was like, oh, I got to finish this. Oh, I need to finish this. But an alarm clock, good old-fashioned alarm clock, is a great way to also get you moving. So I chose to buy the Fitbit, which is on my arm, and it dings every hour if I'm not walking. But an alarm clock, and as I said that, it just said get up and move. Use an alarm clock for scheduling breaks, for you know, getting up and moving around, for setting boundaries for, you know, the end of the day. That's probably not a bad idea for me. I should probably set an alarm that goes off at 6 o'clock so I know that's the end of my day. But anything that's going to get your attention and break that cycle if you're really focused on what you're doing. So that's tip number 5. Tip number 6 is unplug. So this could be back to your hobby. Take a day off, get away, but take a day off of technology. Take a day off of your business. You know, like I said, here in the summertime, it's really hard because it's so hot to do anything outside. Now I've discovered stand-up paddleboarding. It might be something I think I'm going to do in the hot summer months. But anyway, find something that you can do. Take time off. If you go on vacation, don't work. You know, you automate some tools that tell people that you're out of the office for the next 2 days. And, you know, let your clients know you're going to be gone. And what do they do while you're out of the office? I was always of the mindset that I had to keep working. And the more work that I do or have done is going to get me closer to my goal, but it's not. It's counterintuitive, right? The more work I do, the closer I get to burnout. I need to have that balance. And once again, balance has been an issue for me. Tip number 7, find an accountability partner. So somebody who can hold you accountable. You know, my husband, like I said, reminds me, my kids remind me. But if you need somebody to hold you accountable to balancing your life or getting out and doing things, find a friend, a buddy, somebody who maybe is also suffering from imbalance with their business. You two could work together to help create that balance. And then tip number 8 is delegate. Now, I know when you start your business, you may not have the the bandwidth or the income to be able to delegate. But once you do, really start looking at the things that you don't like to do and things that you could outsource in your own business to somebody who could do it for you. So a bookkeeper, you know, even simple as hiring someone to clean your house. But find a way to delegate things that may not just be about your business, but just about life in general. And realize you may need to break some bad habits that you formed over time. And awareness is crucial. So once you realize what you've got to change, you can work at it on bits and pieces. And you may need to reset your mindset. So if you're type A, like myself, and I'm also a very black and white person, there's no gray for me. So I have to really watch. I'm either all or nothing, right? So I really have to focus on finding myself balance. Either I don't do it or I go all out. I know there's that middle ground, and that's where the balance is. So I hope you found this podcast of interest. Like I said, if you have any tips on how you create balance in your life, I would love to hear those. So please feel free to comment. I've also given you a couple of free resources that refer back to the things that I talked about. So just really quickly, I'll run through these eight again if you want to hear them. Tip one, set concrete boundaries. So set, you know, your office hours for yourself as well as your clients. Schedule breaks throughout the day. Get up and move around. Take a hobby that allows you to get out of your house or get out of your office and unplug. Automate with the right tools. Use an alarm clock if you really need that extra kick to get you out of your office. Unplug, take a vacation, take a day off, but truly unplug, don't work, don't use your phone. Find an accountability partner, maybe somebody else who struggles with balance, so you can help each other. And last but not least, delegate the things that you either A, don't want to do, or B, don't like to do, or have time to do. And that will help you find balance. So thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave any comments or any tips that you have. I would love to hear from you, and I'll see you guys next week.